The Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace held a special one-day workshop on Thursday to focus on the effects of industrial outsourcing when companies move their production to developing countries in search of greater profit margins. Chaired by Council President Cardinal Peter Turkson, the encounter included interventions from Italian trade unions, UGL and CISL, on the impact of the current economic crisis, as well as analysis and proposals to prevent the flight of key employers to developing countries. We spoke to Council official Father Michael Czerny about the impact of outsourcing on developed and developing societies.
Yes, we're happy to host this conference because it's a good example of what I think the Holy Father so much wanted by writing Caritas in Veritate, namely that solutions be long-term. And long-term doesn't mean just well-planned. It means that they take all the dimensions of the human reality into account, not just short-term, for example, profits right now, but instead to see, well, what in the long run is going to lead to greater human development. And for example, if you make your decisions about employment purely on the basis of the profit motive, of course there's no reason to stay in Italy. Everybody should go to Bangladesh or to Haiti and have their factories there because they can get away with paying a few pennies an hour for labor. So it's an example of the kind of man-centered planning that Caritas in Veritate calls for, that is necessary if the enormous issues being raised by the participants in this workshop are going to be faced.
Now, you have invited the leaders of two Italian unions to come and speak about the impact that outsourcing has on Italian workers. What are the negative effects within the first world countries that this outsourcing can have?
Well, it has all the effects that young people are in the streets protesting about in Britain, right now in Spain, namely that human life gets reduced to sub-minimal standards and sub-minimal elements. So that, for example, the very normal and healthy desire to marry, to settle down, to have a family, that becomes impossible if one cannot have some kind of employment and some kind of steadiness in work and some guarantee of work. So outsourcing, while it might reduce some costs quickly, in the long run is generating social upheaval, injustice both here and in the third world countries, and is leading to a deterioration in the quality of life. And that's exactly what Caritas in Veritate is protesting, that short-term decisions are leading to the destruction of man instead of taking longer-term decisions that lead to real human development.
Quite often, the leaders of industry will respond, but it's becoming impracticable for us to leave the industries in these countries because of demands for increases in wages, for greater social security. We simply can't afford to keep these industries here. Where does the church come in? Where does the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace come in trying to create dialogue, perhaps, between these two different faces of the same coin?
We come in, precisely by being what you might call a fair territory or a refuge of good sense and of real values. We can sponsor a dialogue where all the participants will know that everyone's best interests will be defended, even if short-term benefits are called into question, or even if non-ethical practices are called by their real name. We can offer a place for honest and properly oriented dialogue, and not just an exchange of insults, or not just plotting together to solve the problem quickly and actually sweep it under the carpet, which is what happens when you have some kind of short-term, you might say, pacts between government, unions, and industry to artificially protect a particular industry for a short time. But in the long run, it's continuing to increase the injustice. And a perfect example of that is agricultural subsidies.
What are your main concerns regarding the outsourcing of industry, be it agricultural or heavy industry, to the developing or third world countries? What impact does it have on them?
It also causes an artificial situation in what is supposed to be a free and open market. In other words, these are all violations of the sacred principles of the market itself. We're not asking to overturn the market. We're asking just that the market be applied, the market rules be applied fairly. And so outsourcing is a source of injustices and of distortions in the receiving markets as well. It means that you can have very few workers benefiting from disproportionate wages, or you can have workers working under inhuman working conditions, long hours. Unions are legally outlawed, so that they don't have the minimal trade union rights that we have here. You have health standards which are violated with impunity. In other words, the receiving countries, in order to have the short-term benefit of this outsourced labor, they are seduced or blackmailed into suspending even the most minimal basic conditions for labor that we would all fight for here and that the church has encouraged us to fight for from the beginning. So, but in the longer run, the problem is that the relationship between the worker in Italy and the worker in the third world country is itself an unjust relationship. Why should somebody work for an hour in Milan and get so and so many euros or dozens of euros, and somebody work the same number of hours doing the same amount of work in Dakar and get one or two pennies for that work? Why is that fair? Why do we even consider using that in our so-called free and fair market system?
Is the Catholic Church's vision of social justice compatible with the free market, the capitalistic idea of the free market and of making profit for the big industries?
The Church's position is compatible with wherever there is human activity. So we don't base our teaching, our reflection, our moral guidance, or our morality on particular situations. And it's not up to us to tell people or to decide to say, this is the only way in which you can organize the market, or this is the only way in which you can have industry, or this is the only way in which you can do labor. We, in that sense, we are open to all of them, but in all of them we will look for what is for real human development, authentic human development, not short-term benefit, and we will be on the high alert for anything which violates human dignity. And so whether the system is so-called capitalist, so-called free market, so-called mixed economy, so-called third way, so-called communist, that doesn't matter in itself. What matters are the human values, and those are, while not identical in their expression, are all finally united in human nature. And about human nature, the Church is a real expert.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.